With Hashem's loving grace, welcome to A Moon of Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled, The Happiness Pill. I'll tell you a story. A disgruntled husband went to his rabbi for an urgent consultation. "Rabbi, I want to divorce my wife right away," he said gravely. He said, "I can't stand her anymore." "What are you talking about?" the rabbi protested. "You've been married for over 20 years. What's so suddenly wrong with your wife that you need an immediate divorce?" "Rabbi, she brings me down. I used to be a happy, smiley guy, but she walks around grumpy and depressed all day long, and nothing makes her happy, and she complains from morning until night, and no matter what I do for her, it's never good enough. And if I take her to a dairy restaurant, she wants meat, and if I take her to the best meat restaurant, the best steak restaurant in the city, she'll say she was in the mood for cheese ravioli." "Be happy," said the rabbi. "The grief you get from her bad moods and her complaining is saving you a lot of worse trouble." "Okay, your income and health are okay, aren't they?" Well, the disgruntled husband nodded that they were. "You see," the rabbi said, "I'm right. It doesn't pay for you to divorce her." "But rabbi, it's not just her foul moods and constant depression and complaining. She doesn't lift a finger at home. If I don't bring home catered food for Shabbos, then there's no Shabbos. The house is a mess. Laundry, forget about it. There's clothes all over the place. And I'm the dry cleaner's best customer. The depression and the laziness is too much for me to handle, Rabbi. If you care about my health and happiness, then you'll help me arrange for a divorce right away." The rabbi opened his desk drawer and pulled out two bottles of pills. "I'll do better than that," Rabbi smiled. "The divorce will cost you tons of money and aggravation, and it'll destroy the children. I have some pills for you to give her. One pill is a happiness pill, and the other pill is a diligence pill. It's an anti-laziness pill. So you can't give her both because they're not compatible. You could choose only one, but you have to know they're foolproof. The first one will knock out her depression and almost immediately put a smile on her face. And with the second one, your house will be spotless and you'll be able to forget about laundromats and restaurants. So which one would you prefer? You can't have both." Well, the husband thought, but his eyes brightened. He says, "Rabbi, I dream of a happy wife. If this works and she really becomes happy, I'll be grateful for you forever." So he took the bottle of happiness pills and he went home. The wife took her first pill and almost immediately she smiled. Within a week, there was no trace of unhappiness or depression. Life became heaven on earth for the husband, his wife, and their children. Well, don't think that this story is far-fetched. I'll give you proof that it could be real. The Torah's prophecy in chapter 28 of Deuteronomy explains that the reason for all the misfortune of the Jewish people suffered in the destruction of the Second Temple and subsequent exile and diaspora to this very day is for one reason. The Torah says, because you didn't serve Hashem with joy. When a person is depressed, he or she is not serving Hashem. Even if they're frum, which is stringently religious, and Torah observant, then praying and mitzvah performance are without a heart, like a body without a soul. Stop and think how we yearn for the holy temple, the daily sacrifices that atone for us every day, the magnificence of the high priest, the Kohen Gadol, the incredible 32-part harmony of the Levite sweet singers, and most of all, the divine presence in our midst. In the time of the holy temple, our people had all of that. Yet, rather than appreciating their health, the riches, their good fortune, their spiritual opulence, and they had all the time, they complained and they looked for joy elsewhere, outside the world of Torah and holiness, but it only brought on destructions. As a nation, we're still like that depressed and complaining wife in the story I just told you. Hashem, in His infinite mercy, gives us a chance to escape our emotional and spiritual maladies. Once a year, He gives us a happiness pill. It's no joke, it really does work. It's called the Sukkot holiday, when we dwell in the Sukkah for 7 days. The Sukkah is just like the Holy Temple, for as far as the Zohar tells us, the heavenly presence fills the Sukkah. Since the heavenly presence cannot dwell in a place of sadness, anyone who enters the Sukkah with the simple intent of performing Hashem's mitzvah with joy will find himself or herself instantly happy. This is the happiness pill. So try it right now, as long as we still have a few days of Sukkot left, because it works. God bless for a miraculous new year and much, much health and happiness.